tonight, and the man who's hopefully going to find us at least six of the eight winners is Dean Lester. Good morning to you, Dean.
Not much pressure there, Jason. Only six, that sounds fair.
They say a pass mark is, you know, maybe three to four, but I'm putting a bit of extra heat on you. There are a couple of shorties early in the program, and right across the card, in fact, there's probably a dominant favourite in most of the races. We'll be, spoiler alert, taking any of them on, or will we be largely sticking with the market today?
Probably a mixture of both. I think the first race is a fascinating market, and be interested to see how it comes closer to race time. So be interested to see how volatile it is.
All right, well, we better get stuck in. I'm intrigued now. Race one on the program is over 1,000 metres. It's a two-year-old and up maiden affair. Of course, we're on the synthetic at Pakenham tonight, Fine and True. The scratchings are numbers 5 and 9. German Otter, I reckon, was given a push by Matty Welsh on the trial show earlier today, and of course, is first up from a break. Looks well suited back down to 1,000 metres. $1.85 dominating the market. Open today at $1.85, so just a little drift. Terrifying was thrown in against Tenley on debut. Only had a couple of starts, 5 into 440 today. All Too Natural, 6. The only other one in single figures is Invincible King, $7. Tell us more, Dean.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the recent jump out of German Otter at Caulfield. It went quickly. She is a very sharp filly, and to my eye, she goes a little bit hard within herself, so she'll come across from the wide draw. I think Terrifying trialled recently at Flemington, and I thought trialled well. And I think one of the two will probably win, but there's such a big discrepancy in the market. I'm going more with the value of Terrifying, the two-year-old, with the claim for Lewis German, 53.5 on her back to run very well. German Otter can certainly win. There's no knock on her ability. I just think she can tend to go a bit keenly. Invincible King and All Too Natural are going to win their maiden soon enough. They've had a few goes, and they actually run into a couple of promising horses here. But I'm going with Terrifying, just ahead of German Otter, but it looks a fascinating clash, and it'll be interesting to see how the market reacts, I think, close to the race time. 12-7-3-1.
12-7-3-1. Suggest to get involved early. There could be a compression in prices between the two favourites in the first race on the card tonight. Race two on the program is another two-year-old nut maiden. Set weight, 6 furlongs, 1,200 metres. Number two is the only removal. Al Shahad heads the market here. 3 silver medals from past three outings at $2.20. Data set caught the eye last time out. I reckon it was scratched Tuesday for this. $5, $6.50 for Gossip, $7.50 for Amatrine. What are we doing in race two, Dean?
Yeah, we've got a few that are lining up to win races, none more so than Al Shahad. He's been runner-up at all three. I don't think there's anything ingenuine about him. I just think he's been running well in fairly handy maidens. He gets his chance here. I think Gossip dropping back in trip might be a key here. I just think maybe looked as though the 1400 would suit, but I think back to 1200 is the key and can run well. Four data set, as you mentioned, it was also in Demara at Ballarat on the synthetic, so it's been in a few places. They've elected to run here, running well. And horse, it looks as though he's just improved this campaign star selection because he didn't place in his first 10. I don't think I've seen a horse with more hard luck stories than this horse, and at least at his last two, he's had his chance to show ability and he's placed. He might be next best. But I think Al Shahad probably gets his chance to win. I don't think he's got a massive margin on him, but he gets a real chance. 1-11-4-5.
1-11-4-5. Today the day, or tonight the night, hopefully, for Al Shahad there. Race two on the program at Pakenham tonight. Race three on the card. Another two-year-old and up maiden set. Weights 1,400 metres on this occasion. The scratchings are numbers 4 and 11. The Wrangler heads the market here and has been well supported. Opened at 460 all the way down to 2.7. Hit the front on straightening and just run down probably by a superior horse last time out. Serene Spirit's at $4. Terminator is at $4.40. When Stars Align is an interesting horse, a debutant, I reckon, for, or only had the one start fresh up from a break for Tony McAvoy at $8. Double figures the rest. What do we do here, Dean?
I think it's the night for the Wrangler. I think this horse is going really well. The effort two starts back was good. Last start had to take off very early on a fast speed at Wangaratta, and I thought it ran really well. I think back to 1400 is a bit of a plus from a good draw. And format of that last race, the horse that ran third, Blonde Ruler, won easily at Mornington last week. So I'm trusting that form line for the Wrangler to beat Serene Spirit. Thought it grounded out okay first up, will be better for that run. Seventh Terminator just got totally in the wrong spot last week, got back and wide, had no chance, can improve here. And One Country Cop, whose first run for a new stable, the Adelaide form's okay, resumes here, freshened up next best. But I think the Wrangler of the you know, relative shorties, this is the one I'd probably want to back. 6-12, 7-1.
6-12, 7-1. A little bit of best bet about that around Wrangler Race 3, number 6. Race 4 on the program at Pakenham tonight is over 1,000 metres. It's a little scamper, benchmark 70 affair, numbers 6 and 8 won't turn up. Aloof Heads is marking. I reckon there was a tip around about Aloof during the Warrnambool Carnival, just defeated by Parsifal on that occasion. $2.90. $4.60 for Windforce. Weekend Escape, $4.80. 6.5 each of 2, Angry G and Educate. Ancient Echo, $7.50. Just about everything given a hope here. Dean, how did you see it?
Yeah, they're sort of very evenly graded horses here, Jason. The interesting one is Weekend Escape, formerly with Robbie Griffiths, now with Lloyd Kennywell. Had a trial recently at Caulfield. I thought it trialled quite well in behind them. Was quite solid late. It's 2 from 2 on the Pakenham Synthetic, and just at least hitting this race fresh. A lot of these have had a bit of racing. Aloof, as you mentioned, there's nothing wrong with that form line. Parsifal winning again in Adelaide on Saturday. So he's deep into a preparation, but these Jamie Edwards horses are holding their form so well, and I think this horse will run well again. Windforce hasn't won for a long time. His last run was not in keeping with his previous runs. The blinkers go on again here. He can probably bounce back and get into the placings. And Angry G's probably much in the similar boat. He's going through the motions a bit, but they've put the blinkers on, and he is a winner on this Pakenham Synthetic. But I think 9 and 2 have to be the key runners here. 9-2, 4-1.
9-2, 4-1. Nice to narrow a race down with so many winning chances. Market-wise to a couple of leading chances. 9 and 2 in the fourth race. 5 on the card. First leg of the quaddie at Pakenham tonight is a Class 1 affair over 1,100 metres. Number 8 comes out here. It's a battle of the dancers. Sunrise Dancer and Riverina Dancer. Sunrise Dancer always seems to start short despite an ordinary win record. $2.70. Riverina Dancer's at 4.4. Shenanigan City's at $6.50. Same quote for Endow. Same quote for RD. $9.50. Too hard to handle. What do you like in the first leg of the quad, Dean?
Yeah, I think this is our value runner, Jason. Shenanigan City. I thought the maiden win on debut was quite sound. I was totally opposed to him last start, going from a pretty moderate maiden at Bairnsdale to a very high pressure race at Cranbourne, and he sort of got a bit lost mid race, but I like the way he picked up the bit on straightening, then ran into a bit of a dead end and wanted to lay in, did a bit wrong, but still ran pretty well. I think the key elements here are he goes up to 1,100, gets onto a bigger track, a bit more race experience, and a senior rider, Michael D, who carries the whip in the left hand, so I think he'll straighten him up. They've made a couple of little gear changes, taking the cross nose band off and pacifiers off. There's just a few changes that I like, and I think the horse will run really well here at each way odds. RD, two best runs basically of his career have been on synthetic tracks here at Pakenham, and his win at Geelong. I think he can run well first up off the back of a pretty good trial recently. Sunrise Dancer, as you said, she's always well found in the market. She's won 1 of 11. She's deep into a prep. But with the claim, she does get away from these a little bit with 54 on her back, with Tom Stockdale, who rides very well, and the Philip Stokes horses on this Pakenham track are going well. And Endow had issues last week, can maybe bounce back. Probably Riverina Dance is the other one there that's well in commission. Got a chance, but I thought Shenanigan City was the value here. 1-4, 9-3.
1-4, 9-3 going with the value around Shenanigan City. Race 5 on the program. First leg of the quaddie. Second leg of the quaddie is race 6 on the card. It's a 3-year-old and up. Benchmark 64, affair over 1,600 metres. Number 8 is the removal. Atlantic Express heads the market here at $2.60. The one I'm hoping, Dean, tips on top is number 2, Who's Your Housemate, who I reckon's gone really well at its last couple of starts, $4.20. Safety Dance, $5.50. Momentary 6, Can't Remember, $8.50. That rounds out those in single figures. What do we like in race 16?
Oh, Jason, I'm with you here with Who's Your Housemate. His two runs in have been good. He'll make his own luck on the speed. The little claim for Harry Grace. You look at this race initially and you see them at 62.5 and 62, but I don't know if anything beyond the 58.5 kilo horses can win the race. So it becomes sort of a pretty much a high weight, really. And I think Who's Your Housemate's really well placed here to make his own luck and be hard to beat. Atlantic Express had a hard run last week. This is a very suitable race for him, but he's a long way into a preparation, and then coming off a hard run on a 7-day backup is my little niggle, but he's just so well placed. Momentary was a great training effort by Enver Jusosevic to win first up off a year's spell, but I think that took its toll second up. Bit of a flat run. He's had a month between runs here. He can bounce back. I've got him in for third, and I put in Safety Dance, who I've never had a huge opinion of, but he ran quite well last start. Might be next best, but yeah, it looks a good race for Who's Your Housemate? 2, 3, 1, and 5.
All right, I'm punting as soon as I get a break here. 2, 3, 1, and 5. Race 6, Who's Your Housemate on top. Race 7 on the program is the penultimate at Pakenham tonight. 1,400 metres. The Journey Benchmark 64. The Class 3, 4, 11, and 12 all won't turn up. Louis the Legend heads the market here at $3.50. Whitemore shooting for 3 on end is on the second line of betting at $4. Mercy Street drops in grade here, $4.40. Red Light Roxanne, $5. Il Divo, $5.50. And then a big market drop out to Gas Man. What are we doing in race 17?
I'm going with Mercy Street here. Jason, thought the first up win was good. That was beating the subsequent city winner and the ill-fated Columbus Circle. And then ran okay at Sandown in a day where it was hard to make ground. Freshened up, I think, has got a good chance to be another good ride for Harry Grace here to beat 7. Louis the Legend, who loomed up, just peaked on his run maybe first up at Bendigo, will be fitter for that run. Il Divo is a horse that's shown glimpses of really good talent and has won on a synthetic track at Geelong. I thought his recent trial was quite good. He can run a race fresh. And Red Light Roxanne, don't think it was disgraced behind Fidelia, and that form stacks up pretty well for this sort of 64 grade of race. From a good draw, I've got her in next best. But not a race I'm that keen on. I'd want all four of them running for me in the quaddie. 1, 7, 6, and 10.
1, 7, 6, and 10. Playing wide in the third leg of the quaddie. Final leg of the quaddie is, of course, the final race in the program. Race out on the card today. 1,200 metres is the Journey. Benchmark 64, the grade. Numbers 2, 3, and 15 come out here. Rocket Empire hits the market at $3.10. And we can't say we've had no opportunity to work through the form line because the second and third place getters from last start race today and tonight in Live Like and also Data Set. Fighting Dragons at $3.90, $7.50 for the Implicator, $8 for Master Brax, and then you've got Fast Plan at $9, rounding out those in single figures. What do you like in the last team?
It's the key about tipping this on this race at 10:45, Jason. I'd like to have another shot in a few hours' time, but I suspect that form's okay, and Rocket Empire will be hard to beat. Recorded above average time figures in winning last time out. Probably a bit fitter for that run and just looks quite progressive. There's a lot of changes in this race. We've got Fighting Dragon resuming first start for Philip Stokes. It's been gelded since its last preparation. Recent trial, a little bit inconclusive, was down towards the inside there at Cranbourne with an inexperienced apprentice on. But the Philip Stokes horses at Pakenham or anywhere, I respect them, but they're running well on their new home track. I thought Betty of Grable, number 11, trialled quite well recently. Just a bit of an awkward draw to overcome. Master Brax has had the couple of runs in. The significant change here, the blinkers going on, could improve sharply because he's always been a horse of some ability. Third start for the David Bright Oaks stable might be next best. But, yeah, another competitive race to finish. 8, 4, 11 and 13.
8, 4, 11 and 13. I reckon race 3, number 6, race 5, number 1 might be among the specials, but we better find out. Best value quaddie and play of the day, please, Dean.
Race 3, number 6, race 5, number 1. you're spot on. Yeah, it's the best for me, the Wrangler, and the best value is Shenanigan City. I'm just going to play the 4x4s and the quaddie, Jason. First leg, 1, 3, 4, 9, 1, 2, 3, 5. 1, 6, 7, 10, 4, 8, 11, and 13. I like the first running double. I think hopefully we can get a split with the second favourite to beat the favourite in the first leg. So 7 and 12 into numbers 1 and 11. Hopefully get the first running double and get us away.
Good luck on the punt tonight, Dean.
Terrific. Thanks, Jason.
There's Dean Lester with his